Hi, I'm David Fettes, and I'd like to speak briefly with you about receiving and sharing the gospel of salvation. I want to share this with folks who have never come to salvation in Jesus Christ for the first time, and also with people who perhaps are pastors or longtime Christian leaders, because even among those who are leaders, it is unfortunately true that some have actually not been saved and do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. As Jesus once said of some religious leaders, you cross land and sea to make a single convert, and then you make them into twice the son of hell you are. Terrible words, but it is possible to be even a religious leader and not be saved. And it's certainly possible for others not to know the way of salvation and how to receive it, and then, of course, not to know how to share it either, because if you don't have it, it's pretty hard to share what you don't have. So I want to focus very briefly on the essentials of receiving salvation. What is the gospel? We first of all simply need to know the gospel. The first part of knowing the gospel is knowing my sin. I'm sinful. God's holy law condemns my crimes and requires punishment in hell. Without Jesus, I am spiritually and eternally dead, serving Satan, unable to save myself. That's my predicament. That's what I need to be saved from. A vital part of knowing the gospel is what Jesus has done to save us, the cross of Christ. God, in love, put my sins on His sinless Son, the God-man, the one who was both God and human. By suffering and dying on the cross, Jesus took my punishment. He canceled all charges against me. He disarmed Satan's accusations against me. And God raised Jesus bodily from the dead after Jesus had paid that price on the cross. A third element in knowing what is the gospel is the new life. The Holy Spirit causes me to be born again as a child of God through faith. God credits Jesus' perfect goodness to me when I believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives in me and connects me with Christ and His eternal life. Trusting Jesus, I leave the old behind and I join the new humanity in Jesus. That's the gospel. My sin that I need to be saved from, and my deadness and the punishment of hell. Then Jesus and what He has done in His perfect life and in His death on the cross to pay for my sin and to bring me forgiveness. And then thirdly, the new life. That is the gospel in its simplest form. Now, how do I become a Christian? How do I receive that gospel? One way that I like to explain it to make it clear and simple is A, B, C. A, admit that you are sinful and totally unable to save yourself. This is sometimes called repentance. Admit. B, believe the gospel facts and apply those facts to yourself. Trust Jesus to save you, you personally. Make God your greatest treasure and pleasure. Believing is not just a fact in your head. It is a knowledge and an embrace that Jesus has done all of this for you personally and that you treasure Him. And C, commit your life publicly to Jesus as your owner and ruler. Become a daily disciple by listening to God in Scripture, talking to Him in prayer, and seeking to live for the Lord in all you do. Join a Bible-believing, Christ-honoring church and be baptized if you're not already a baptized person. So how do I become a Christian? Admit, believe, commit your life to Jesus. If you've never done that before, I invite you to consider it right now. Here's one way that you could pray and speak to God about this. Dear God, I confess that I've often sinned against You and have not lived the way You want me to live. I've done many things which I should not have done, and I have failed to do the things I should have done. Please forgive me. I sincerely believe that Jesus died on the cross in my place and that He rose again for my salvation. In faith, I accept from You the gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. With all my heart, I thank you for these gifts. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, I promise to love and serve you as long as I live. I pray all of this in the name of my precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If that's the prayer of your heart, if you receive Jesus as your Savior, then hear the promises of God. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You have eternal life through faith in Jesus. And the Bible says that we're told these things, we who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that we may know that we have eternal life. Those are the promises of God to those who trust him. And if you've never trusted Christ before, and this is the very first time you've ever really had it clear in your mind what it means to be a Christian, to receive Christ, then welcome to the family of God. If you're a person who has become a Christian long ago, then I hope you've been paying careful attention anyway, because the next step after receiving Christ and knowing the gospel as it applies to you is sharing the gospel with others. And I want to just say a couple of simple things about that. How do I share salvation? First of all, know the gospel truth. Be ready to answer the questions. What is the gospel? And how do I become a Christian? You don't have to follow the exact words that I've presented here in stating what is the gospel, but you do need to know the essentials and be able to state them very clearly for somebody in not too terribly many words so that you can say what the gospel is. And if they say, well, how do I become a Christian? Then my answer is ABC, admit, believe, commit. You may have a somewhat different way of saying it, but I urge you to have a way of expressing what the gospel is that you can say anytime somebody asks you, and that if they say, well, how do I become a Christian, then have a clear, simple way that you can tell them that. Now, I know that in many people's lives that you deal with, it's not all a one-time thing. There's often a process of exploring, of seeking to understand, and I'm not saying everything can be done in a 3 or 4 minute presentation, but do have something brief, clear, and simple so that you can make these things clear when the moment is ripe, when God brings that whole process to its fulfillment, so that you can tell somebody how they can be saved. And an important part of that is God uses you. He used Jesus and uses Jesus, our great Savior, and the gospel story written in the Bible. But he also has individual people. And very often, one of the powerful ways you can share salvation with others is by sharing your own personal testimony. Be able to tell the story of your own faith journey briefly and clearly. Tell key events or discoveries that brought you to Christ. Present a few major reasons why faith in Jesus is important. Once again, you may, when you're sharing with others, speak different words and speak in different ways, but I urge you to really have your own personal testimony. Maybe write it down on just a page, what you think are some of the most important things about your own journey to faith in Christ and why you continue to trust him, and be ready to share those from your own heart. So again, in sharing salvation, first of all, of course, it's friendship. It's living the Christian life. It's being kind to others, being the kind of person from whom the light of Jesus shines. But then, in sharing the actual message of salvation, know the gospel in a nutshell. Know it in very brief form, and know how to tell people that what they can do in response to the good news of the gospel to become a Christian, and be ready at any time to share how you came to know Christ and what he means to you. May God bless you as you know his salvation for yourself and delight in it, and as you share the good news of salvation with others.